Welcome everybody to the Faith Journey Journal. I am your host, Zekia Robinson, and today I have Brittany Janine on, and we're going to talk about purpose. There are so many people that are struggling with finding a purpose and wanting to step out, and guess what? Brittany is a person who had to do just that. She is a person who had to trust in God to take her to the next steps and the next levels of what it was that he had for her life, and also have for her life. And so let's tune in, because this is a show you don't want to miss. Welcome everybody to the Faith Journey Journal. I am your host, Zekia Robinson, and today I have Brittany Janine on. How are you?
Hi, Zekia. I'm good, and you?
I'm well. Today, y'all, we have a good topic to talk about. It's so crazy because I literally just got off of a live and I was talking about purpose, because a lot of people are not walking in their purpose or their calling simply because of fear, simply because of maybe not the financial matter, may not have the means to be able to do what God has called them to do. And sometimes we just, let's just be honest, we sometimes get lazy. And so today, Brittany is going to be actually sharing her testimony on some of the struggles that she had faced in being able to fulfill her purpose and to do what God has called her to do. She is in a whole nother country. Okay. I'm in the US. She's going to share with you where she's at. And we're going to hand this over to Brittany, because y'all hear me enough. Okay. It's time to hear Brittany. So Brittany, come on in and share with us about where you're from again, and what part of your story you know, God has placed on your heart to share with us today.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited to be on this podcast here today. And as Zekia said, I am on the another side of the world. I am from South Africa. And I'm sure y'all have heard about our country. We are known as the Rainbow Nation. And it is really nice living over here, because there's so much of different cultures, and the experiences are something truly unique. So today I would really like to share with y'all, as she said, about purpose. So I would like to share with y'all a part of my life which is very important, and this also comes to chasing and fulfilling your dream. Sometimes God places a dream or a vision on our hearts, and sometimes we think that no, maybe we cannot do it, it seems impossible. But I want to share with you how God spoke to me as a young child, and He led me to write my first book. So I really hope that you'll be touched by this.
All right. And so, as you mentioned, because you have several books, right, as well?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's going to talk about one in particular book. I believe it was one that you had shown me earlier that she's going to talk about. So talk to me about what was some of the, what prompted you to even start writing this book?
My first book, Conquerors Unashamed. I'll just hold it up here for y'all to see, because I think this is like my first baby. You know, like when you attempt something for the first time, and the other times are also special, but like the first time is like just something totally unique. Yes. So I actually started writing poems from the time I was 9. Like, I don't know, I just felt drawn to it, I think. You know, like how as you're growing up, you try different things and then you get drawn into certain things. So I started writing poems about the people around me. I started writing some poems about God. And it was like so simple, like, you know, how you're rhyming like cats, hats, like all these simple words. And the thing is that I never thought much about it. But my grandmother used to really enjoy reading my poems. So then I should go and take it and I should show her, and like she used to light up and be so excited with it. And she's like, no, I need to go and show it to all of my friends. I need to go and show it to people. And she was like my eye person then. So then I like kept on doing it now and then. I should feel happy, because like when I used to write it, people used to get excited and happy about what I used to write. And you know, like when you do something good for people, and that feeling within you, like, okay, this is great, and you'll want to do it more, do it again. And I just kept on doing that. So I grew up in a Christian home, but I'll say I didn't really dedicate my life to Jesus until later on. And I'll just share about that with you. So, my grandmother was, I was very close to her. I grew up with, like, she stayed close to my house. So I, like, literally grew up by her all the time. And when I was 12, she passed away unexpectedly. So this really, like, broke my heart, as it should, because when you're very close with someone, then grief is like something else. And of course, like, any person who grew up in a Christian home, the first thing you do is you turn to blame God. Like, God, why did you cause this to happen? Why did you do this? Like, she loved you. Because my grandmother was a prayer warrior and an intercessor, and she literally lived a life for God. Like, if I had to find a close example of somebody who lived as a Christian, she was like my first example back then, because like I always saw her and she lived a life for Jesus. She used to go around praying for people, always motivating, reading a Bible, praying at home with us. Like, it was something amazing. And then I was like, God, why did you have to take her so quickly? Like, at least if she got sick, give us some time. And all this different blame games and everything started going on in my mind. But the thing about our God is, no matter how much you may let out your frustrations and everything at him, his love is unconditional and it is perfect. And at 12 years old, I didn't expect to feel him the way I did. And I think it was, she passed away that November. I think it was that December that I, this one day, I was just laying in bed and I felt a presence, like a presence of the presence of God come upon me as I am sleeping there. And I saw like a vision of me on like a mountaintop, and like I was like dressed in like a white dress or something, like a just a plain dress or something. And then I felt like a presence go past me, and a voice told me to be still and know that I am God. But the thing is, it wasn't just that voice that came and told me, be still and know that I am God, that changed me. It was like that encounter. I knew, even though like some like that line is something that you'll hear quite often, but that night something different happened to me, like something changed. It was like, okay, wait, this hatred that I am feeling within me and this grief and everything, God is here and he's taking it away from me. And the thing is, with that day, it was such an amazing experience that led me to seek God out more. And I was like, okay, God, I felt you this time. I want to feel you again. If you are real, reveal yourself to me. And I want to give my life to you. And in that January, I think it was, yeah, like January 13th. I still remember the date. It was January 13th, 2013. That was the day I decided to get baptized and I dedicated my life to Jesus. And I still remember that experience as well, because baptism isn't just like something that you just do out of religion. Because when you get baptized, it's like the old is dying and you are becoming new in Christ. And I remember very clearly that when I got baptized, that very moment, I felt that change in my life. I felt something leave me and something change. And like a new person, I felt like a new spirit and a new person, and everything new came upon me. And I knew that I was not going to be the same as I was before. I knew that something was going to change in my life and that God had a purpose for my life that he was leading me towards. Now, because my grandmother used to love my poems and my writing so much, so I decided to keep writing in honor of her memory. You know, like just sometimes, like after we lose somebody that we love, we always want to go and do things that they used to love or they used to enjoy, especially if they used to enjoy you doing it. Like if they liked you singing a certain song, you'll be singing it all the time just to remember them and be in that moment with them. So after I got baptized, everything that I decided to do especially in my writing and whatever other talents, okay, talents that I didn't know I had is yes, but with my writing, I decided to give it to God. So then when I started writing poems, like from 13, 14, I said before I would sit to write the poem, I would pray and I would write. And I didn't think that I would be writing towards a book. I just would write it and I would keep it aside. Like sometimes I'll be sitting in class and it was like a free period. And I mean, like my mind could have been anywhere. I could do something mischievous. I could just chill, like talk with my friends or anything. But like I'm sitting in a classroom full of people, full of noise, but I am like my mind is getting inspiration to write spiritual things, like a Christian poem. And I'm sitting over there and I'm writing that there in the midst of all of that noise. And the thing is, it kept on going on and on for like, I think a year. Yeah, like a year or so. And then I felt led to write a book, like combine it into a book. Now, when I started writing it, I was only writing the poems. But then when God showed me that I need to write a book about these poems, he started giving me meanings of all the poems that I wrote. So that means like if I wrote a poem beginning of the year, I was writing the meaning of it at the end of the year or maybe like another time. So it didn't like happen together. And the thing is that when he was revealing to me, and I was only 14 years old, so like I don't know much, but when he was revealing it to me, it was like so deep, and like I couldn't understand, like how is it that what I wrote then is like tying up with what you're telling me to write down now, and the meanings are so inspiring and inspirational. So then I started walking towards the book, and the name that God gave me was Conquerors Unashamed. So now I'm 16 years old. I want to write a book. I'm still in school. I do not have a job. So I cannot put this financial burden on my parents because it is costly when you actually, when you do a lot of things, it's costly nowadays. But like, especially when it comes to publishing, I had to teach myself everything about publishing. At 14 years old, I've been doing my own research, and every 14, 15, I've been doing my research, going and looking up how to do this, how do you do that. I want to, but like in my heart, I knew I need to get this book out some way, somehow. So then I sat with it, I learned, taught myself about it, and we put it together. I got some people together to help me do the editing. My parents were there assisting me with the printing, with the editing. We read through so many drafts because, like, when you write, especially when you write a book, you don't want any typos in it. Because, yes, because if it's going to go out, like, sometimes your mind will tell you that letter is there, that word is there. But sometimes, like you miss it. So then you go through like three, four, five drafts just to get that final one done. So after that, my parents asked
It's
me.
cool that your parents helped. Yeah, they were
Yes.
involved in it. That's awesome. Yeah. So you had
I'm
some.
actually very grateful that they did. Because
Wow,
I mean, they could have just said, no, you're too young, wait till you're older. Like, like all of that there. But they were actually very supportive.
yeah, but I say, because it's not, you just think about it, there's not a lot of youth today, that is actually doing what God has called them to do at a young age. It's like a handful. So
Yes, true.
it's amazing to see that you did this at 14. So awesome.
Yes. And then I think it was in December 2016 when I published my first this book for the first time. And the thing is, even though it did not come out as I had expected it to, but it came out. And I don't really have a copy of the very first edition that I printed of this book, but it looks like a book, but it wasn't like the way I want, I expected it to look,
basically. Yeah, I understand. Trial
yeah.
and error is called.
Yeah. So, you know, like sometimes you just do it for the first time and then after that you perfect it. Trial and error in everything.
Yeah.
But that also is something we need to adopt in life as well. Sometimes, you know, we do something and then because it's not up to standard, we want to just drop it, say, no, okay, no, it's not for me. Maybe it is for you. Maybe you just need to try again and again until you get it to the way it's meant to be or the way you've seen it to be. Because sometimes, you know, like things are not done instantly. Mm-hmm. Like very rarely you'll get your something that you expect to be done instantly. That is why we constantly have to work towards whatever we want. And that there is a process. Like every single thing in life goes through a process. And I think that's also amazing if you look at even creation as well. Like God could have created the entire world and everything in it in an instant, but he chose to do it over 6 days. So that we can also take into our lives. Like sometimes when we follow in our dream and we dream something, the first time may not be like 100% because it's a process. So like go with it, with the process. Just don't give up when you are in the midst of the process, no matter how hard or difficult it might get. And in December, when I published this first book, the next thing that every writer knows when you publish a book is the marketing. So that how do I market this book? Because like I had no idea how to market back then. Like I know, okay, you're gonna go sell things, you have to go and tell people. And that time I was actually very shy. Like I couldn't really talk as much as I can talk now. And I didn't know how am I going to sell this book. I went and pushed and said, no, I wanna do it. But now comes the next step to it. So this year I prayed as well and I left it to God. And God told people and spoke to people that, like, if I went to a meeting and I just told them, I got a book that I wrote and I'm selling it for so much. Please, can you buy it if you like or tell people about it? People in those meetings used to go and tell people, come back and buy like 10, 20 copies of that very book. And I didn't even need to go out and market that much because God was telling people to help me to, you know, like to market this book. And that's another thing that we can look at in our lives. Sometimes if we give it to God, like it's, I think there's a saying that goes or something that goes like, do what you can with your hands and then give it to God. Don't expect God to just come and do everything for you if you're not putting any effort into it first. Like I did.
What I've noticed, like with my own personal journey, is that God gives you a little bit and then you do that and then he gives you the next instruction. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, what was some of the struggles that you faced, you know, with trying to write the book, being that you didn't want to ask your parents for the money. You were trying to do everything on your own. Obviously, you were learning because there's a lot of people who actually stop their purpose simply because they don't have the funding. They feel like they don't have the support. They feel like they don't know where to start. Can you share a little bit about your testimony on like what motivated you to keep going, even though you were like, yeah, I may not have the money to do this, but I must still do it anyway. What motivated you and how can you help those that's listening in on that struggling with that right now?
I think the best thing that motivated me, like I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't days that I was like, you know, like saying I'm going to quit, I can't do it. God, why are you making me do this? Is it really that necessary? You know, like all of those questions do come up in our mind. But I think the thing that motivated me most was I kept thinking about the person that could be reading it and who could, you know, like, or who could be impacted by it. It's like, if God is telling me to do it, there must be a reason for me to do it. And I don't know if you also experience this, but like sometimes if God is telling you to do something, he wrestles with you. Like, it's not like, okay, fine, he's going to tell you, I want you to do this today. And then you say, okay, no, God, not for me. Then the next day he's gonna say, okay, fine, it's okay, I'll give it to somebody else. No, the reason is if God chooses you to do something, he has a purpose for that. Because when he created you, he knew exactly what you were created for. And I think that's what I thought about when I was going through the, like my down moments, because I thought that if God told me to do this, it's for a specific reason. Because he could have chosen anybody else. I am the least person he could have chosen to do this. But he still chose me for that reason and that purpose. And I know that the situation right now may not look the way I want it to look. Yes, I may be in doubt or anything. But I think, especially when it came to this book, I was going, because I like just got baptized, then I was, like seeking God out. And like that fire that comes with being a new believer. So the first thing I wanted to always do is go and tell somebody about Jesus, tell somebody about what I experienced. And I was in the phase of having and exercising raw faith. Like, okay, God, you said you can do this. I believe you can do this. Show me you can do this. Show them that you can do this through me. Like I was like trying my best to always exercise that raw faith. I was looking and I was thinking about all the testimonies that I've heard growing up and all the stories, like all the people around me, like the Christians, they used to go to, like open air crusades and miracle crusades, and they used to come and they should share like how they saw blind eyes opening, like actual miracles taking place and revivals taking place. And I'm like, God, you are the same God that did all of that. I believe that you are the same God that did all of that. So what I am asking, I know it is small compared to the things that you can do. So help me to have faith to believe that you can do it. And I think that's what helped me go on. And also we need to realize, because I know I realize this every time that I do have those negative thoughts, even up till now, too. No matter what I'm doing, like sometimes you still have those moments where the enemy tries to, like bring you down and tell you, no, you're not good enough. You shouldn't do this. The thing is that you aren't just doing it for yourself. You aren't even doing it for yourself, because God is working through you. When you said that you're going to be a vessel to be used by God, a vessel as like you have to pour something into a vessel for it to be useful. And if God is pouring something into you to be useful and you want to be used as a vessel, who are you to hold that in and keep it to yourself? It also comes down to like if God gave you talents, if he gave you purpose, if he gave you an anointing on your life, it's not just for you to sit in your room and enjoy it for yourself. He put something in you for you to let it out to ease people because you said you want to be used as a vessel. And when I prayed, I asked God to use me as a vessel. And I needed to believe and have enough faith to know that, okay, this is the way God is going to be using me. So I think it comes down to faith. Just even in your bad times, like you don't need to, like even when you're praying to, I know sometimes like your prayer life might feel like it's struggling a bit, especially when you're going through those moments. But just trusting God and believe in Him and just give it to Him. Even just have a conversation and say, God, today I had a bad day. I don't know what to do. This seems impossible for me to handle right now, but I give it to you. And I know that you can do the impossible in my life. And amen. Trust me, by the next morning when you wake up, things you're going to start feeling different and things are going to be changing for your life.
Amen. Amen. Yes, absolutely.
And for
I know
you.
for me, when God first originally had me start writing, I was like, yeah, I'm not writing on this topic. Just because of life and just out of fear. There's a lot of people that have fear in being able to tell their story or to be able to write about it. Because just think about it, criticism of the people, you know.
Yes, that was like the main issue. Like, what will people say? What if they don't like it? What if they reject it? What am I even doing?
One of the things that I came to realization is, as long as you're obedient to what God is asking you to do, that's the main thing. Because, you know, everyone's book, you know, may not make it to see thousands of people. But what if, I said this today on the live, I said, but what if your book touched 10 people and their lives were changed and you literally wrote that book just for those 10 people? Are you content with that? You know, knowing that, okay, I've served, this book served this purpose for these people. I think a lot of times we, of course, we want our, the things that we do to be successful. You know, God's word does say that he will give you, he will create your hands to create wealth, or he will give you ideas for your hands to create wealth. And being a writer is one of the ways that God, you know, uses us. Think about the inspiration of the Bible. The Holy Spirit, you know, used the man to write the whole, to write the Holy Bible. So, you know, I'm pretty sure they were just like, well, what if they don't believe us? You know, like, but they wrote it anyway. And we're so grateful for it. Now, this was not your first, it was your first book, but you have many other books. So how did these other books come along, and like, what inspired you to write these books?
So after Conquerors Unashamed, I felt led, actually, like, I think I was going through, I was going through some struggles. Like, something happened, I think in that year, it was 2017, it was my matric year. And the thing is, it was like something that hurt me a lot in that year. And God started leading me to write a book on love. And now, you must know, you're getting hurt, you're getting angry, you're getting frustrated, and you just want to dislike a lot of people. And, you know, like, you don't want to turn the other cheek or say, okay, no, I love you, even though you're doing this to me. But God led me to write a book called Love's Ultimate Sacrifice. And it's also a poetry book, like the first one, but this book was themed only on love. And I got to explore and experience God's love in different ways. Like, in that book, I saw God as love as a person. I saw how we as Christians ought to love one another. I saw how God's unconditional love covers a multitude of sin. How his love is unconditional in everything. And to understand what unconditional love means, like, think about yourself in the worst possible way. Think about yourself, like, I mean, you know, like, people around you may know you for whatever you show them to know you about, like, know about you. But, like, your innermost thoughts, your, the person you are behind closed doors, like, you know that sin or the shame or whatever you are feeling, and you know you are not worthy at all to be loved. But to know that God's unconditional love covers you, and he still chooses you and chooses to love you despite all of your faults, that there is something that was revealed to me in that book as well. And one of the other poems that really spoke out to me was how we as Christians should love one another and, you know, like, go out there and preach the gospel and teach people about Jesus the way he did, not going and condemning them and telling them, no, you are not Christian enough to be to be found in church. You're not Christian enough for God to choose you and love you. You need to clean yourself up, then only he will take you in. No, because it actually took me through all the scriptures, and we know about the Good Samaritan and all these stories in the Bible. And the thing is, as Christians, that poem is titled, Will You Love a Stranger? And that's something that we ought to think about. Like, will I love a stranger? Am I capable of loving a stranger? Because if Jesus had to come down today, and if I was that stranger, I'm pretty sure he would love me without judging me. And he would love me and, you know, like, help me out or heal my heart, or at least be there and not be another judgmental person that's around me or in my life. Like, that love alone will be a light, no matter what sort of darkness I may be trapped in. And another poem that I also wrote in that book was, Break My Heart, King Jesus, to Love Unconditionally.
Amen.
And I was, I think, 18 years old when I wrote that poem. Yeah, I think I was like 18 years old. And to say something like that there and to understand what it means, you asking God to break my heart to love unconditionally. You are saying, asking God to, okay, fine, God, even if this person hurts me and crushes me and breaks me, help me to love them the way you still love us as your people, as your children, as your church, so that we can love them with that same unconditional love. And that was something that really opened my eyes to, like, I want to see people the way God sees them. I don't want to see them with judgmental eyes. I don't want to see them as, okay, fine, you're not worth it. I want to see them as God is seeing them, because if God can love me, then who am I to judge and not show love to a stranger that I do not know, or to my fellow Christians and believers? Like, who am I? I'm nobody.
Amen. I like that. You're right, because there's a lot of people that is very judgmental. And I'm telling you, that's a big part of why a lot of people don't do what they're supposed to do in the first place, is because of judgmental people. Now, what are you doing now that you have written your books? You have several books that you have written. What are you currently doing? Are you working on another book at the moment?
I actually am, which I
Okay.
started like, but this thing, okay, so after I did that, the second book, I decided to challenge myself and write a novel as well. So I didn't think that I was good enough to write a novel, but then I prayed about it and I worked hard on it for like about 2 years, and eventually I published it. And I even, God knows why I did this, but I sent a copy of it to a well-known publishing house just to see the reaction, to see whether, okay, is this even good enough? Because I know maybe I may not get a deal, but I just want to know, is it good enough for you to read it as a publishing house? And to my surprise, that publishing house emailed me back and said they loved my book. The editor read it cover to cover, and they offered me a deal. And I was like, God, it is only you. Because like, the thing why it was so big for me was because I just started writing poems as a young child. And then when I was like in high school and people asked me what you want to be, and I was like, I want to be a writer. Like, by the time I came to 16, 17 years old, I was like, I want to be a writer. And then I was thinking to myself, okay, I can't go and tell people I don't want to be a writer if I'm not challenging myself to explore different types of writing. And then I challenged myself to do this novel. And God showed me, okay, you are good enough to be a novelist. And that's how my third book came about, which was a novel. And it's actually a crime novel. So it was very well received from people. Even people that read it too gave me like such good comments about it. And that's like inspired me to know that nothing is impossible with God. If you give your talents and your giftings to God, He will expand it and show you and teach you that you are good and you can do better than you think you can. But if you remain stagnant and say, okay, no, I'm good at this, I'm just gonna stick to this, you'll never know your full potential. And after I wrote that novel, I wrote a love anthology, which was mainly around the romantic kind of love. And that was something that I also never ever wanted to touch or go near, because my niche was always Christianity. But I decided to write it and see, okay, I want to, like explore my talents and explore what I can write about. And that book also was very successful when I released it. I think I released it last year. And I'm currently working on a book called The Craftsman's Masterpiece. But the thing is, I'm taking my time with this book because I am diving into my own life and seeing how God is using me as a masterpiece. And I want to share it with y'all how, like, it's not always perfect, but the thing is, if you are being molded and shaped, you're not going to look perfect at first, but God is going to keep like shifting one thing or moving another thing just to get you to where He has you destined to be. Like he knows the bigger picture. You don't know it. You just like there walking around, and it's kind of like, okay, like our when you're building a house, like at first you just see in the foundation, then you see the other stuff coming up. Same with your life. Like when you're born, you're just the foundation, and then slowly you're building us. God is building you up. And the thing is, sometimes we are not always on that path that God has created us to be on. So sometimes when God is working with us and we go off the path, he does something to bring us back on, because his original design is what's meant to be. And if you don't live according to his design, you will actually know it and feel it in your life.
Amen. I want to read this scripture. It's Jeremiah 29 and 11, and it says, "For I know the plans, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future in a to give you hope in a future." And I wanted to read that because God knows our plans. He knows the purpose. He knows what you're going to go through before you are even born. And when you begin to seek God, okay, when we begin to seek God, we're going to begin to not just seek Him, but He's going to begin to show you the different areas and the different things He has planned for your life. I know for me, when I began to seek God, He began to like slowly show me like, this is what you're about to do. And I'm just like, okay, I don't want to do that. But and
I know the
it took some time to want to do what
feeling.
He wanted me to do. But here's the thing. His another scripture talks about there is many plans in a man's heart, but it's only the plans of the Lord that prospers. You can choose to go in a different way, in a different direction from God, but it's only God's plans that's going to prosper for your life. And if you're afraid of people, maybe you don't have the resources. You know, Brittany's testimony, and you know, about like how she gathered some family members and they made it happen. She learned, she studied, she did the necessary footwork, and now she's getting ready to be writing with a publishing company. You know, that's, you know, look at where she started and where God has her at now. That's a huge accomplishment. So congratulations to you on that. What is any last remarks or anything that you know you feel led to share with the people to help encourage them on their own personal journeys?
Yes. Okay, so just before we close, you spoke about my books and how God has led me like so far that I was actually given, I'm even given now my writings to publishing companies. I've also been led to start a Christian magazine, which I started in 2020, and this month marks 5 years that that magazine is running. It's a digital magazine. In that magazine, I do not have a set team working on it, but God leads me, gives me a theme for each issue, and I send the message out and I let people know, okay, this is what God is saying I'm going to write about, and y'all can send through an article if y'all feel led by the Spirit to send it. And every single issue, God sent in those articles by different people, some people I've never ever met that don't even stay in the same area as me, that has contributed to this magazine. And the thing is, because of the writing in that magazine and my books, I think in 2022, a local pastor was led by God to start a Christian newspaper, the first Christian newspaper in the area. And he said that people went up to him and highly recommended me to be a writer in that newspaper for the young people. And I was like, I got recommended to you. And I never ever thought that my writing was going to reach that far. But I trusted God from the beginning, from the time I started writing that first book. I said, God, every time I sat to write, I prayed and I said, God, help me to write. Holy Spirit, grant me the inspiration to write. And today, my writing, I think from 2022 up until now is 2025, I'm still writing for that newspaper. And from there, even God led me to explore. Like I said, like when God gives you something small, like when you look at the parable about the talents, like God gave each person one talent. Don't take it and bury it. Like if God gives you something small, explore it. See how far it can stretch out and see what you can do with it. Because that's what I did. I discovered I like to write I started writing poems, then I started writing a novel, that storytelling over there. I started writing in newspapers, and I started writing songs. I did not know I was capable of rapping until I started writing, and I started rapping. And last year, I actually released my first debut single, which is a Christian rap song called Story of Salvation. So don't ever limit God, and don't ever limit your capabilities. That's the main thing I would like to tell you here today. Don't limit God, don't limit your capabilities, and don't give up on your dreams. If God places something in your heart, it is for a reason and a purpose. In the beginning, of course, everybody has humble beginnings. And the thing is, it doesn't happen overnight. Each thing that I did took years, literally, like my first book, over 2 years, second book, maybe over 2 years again, third book, maybe over 2, 3 years, fourth book, same. Like everything I did, even with the song that I released, I wrote that song when I was 15 years old. I released it when I was 24 years old. So, don't ever limit yourself and think, oh no, time is too far. I can't do it now. Maybe when I was younger, I could have done it. No. If even if God placed something in you when you was 10 years old and he's telling you to do it now, and if you're like 30, 40 years old, still do it. Go ahead and do it. Because God sometimes, like through dreams, through visions, and even like as people come and tell you, and you'll know that this is the path I need to follow, and this is the path that I need to go. So chase your dreams, try your best, work towards it. Don't think that no, I can't do it right now. All of us has that moments and that struggles. Like, unfortunately, that's how life is. Sometimes life gets too much even for us to bear. But keep trying, keep going at it. Even if you fail, try again with a new approach and just see where God leads you. Because everything is for a purpose, and you were put here for a purpose. And you'll never know whose life the small talent or the small thing that you can do can impact somebody else and maybe be an even bigger blessing to them. So just trust God in everything.
Amen. I want to also say, like, I love that you said, like, don't limit him. And another thing that stood out was the fact that God giving you something at the age of 14 and you're now working on it. A lot of people, they get ideas from God and they feel like they got to work on it right now. Ask God when it's supposed to be released because he gives us
Yes.
an idea. Because here's the thing, you can start on something that God has given you and it's not in its timing. And it doesn't go
Yes.
anywhere. And you're moving ahead of him versus, okay, partner. Him. So thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to also make sure that I put all of her information in the description for
Yes.
where you can get her books. More information about her will all be in the description. And I just want to pray out and cover those right now that maybe you heard this and you're like, you know what? This was confirmation that I need to move out of my purpose, regardless of what it looks like. If I got the financial parts for it, if I got the help, I'm going to just start. Okay. Because that's all God is asking is for our obedience and to just walk out on water where he's at.
Yes.
Even if and so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now. For today, we thank you for even those who's listening in. We pray right now, Father, that as they begin to walk out on their purpose, Lord God, we pray against all the fears, all the hindrances, anything, Lord God, that will try to come up against them and stop them. Even if they feel like they've walked out and done some of the things that you have told them to do and they feel like it didn't get anywhere, God, I pray that they get back in there, get back in the fight. And I pray that they do not allow the vision to die, but they allow the vision to be watered, Lord God, by you. Holy Spirit, breathe on every project you have given each and every person, Lord God, that comes across this that this podcast or the YouTube. I pray that you breathe on it now, Lord God, and bring it back to life, Lord God. Stir them up, stir their gifting up, Lord God, so that they can fulfill the purpose and calling that you have called them for. We pray for everything that you're doing through Brittany, Lord God. We pray that you will continue to elevate her, lift her, Lord God, to continue to spread your word and continue to write the books, write the songs, Lord God, of what it is that you have given her to write. Father, we love you, we thank you, and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And with that
Amen.
being said, thank you so much for coming on, Brittany. And again, all of her information will be in the description. You all be blessed.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Journey Journal. Again, I am your host, Zakiya Robinson. And if you're a person who is in need of coaching, maybe you're ready to start your own journey and you don't know where to get started at, please look into the description so that you can sign up for your free consultation today.